Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
On the block, hold on, you bet, it's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Towards reaching testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne, it's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to Playboy bunnies. They see the
money, 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 money.
They see it, they see it.
Dollar, dollar, and roll with Val City. Like to go out smelling fresh and looking spiffy. Don't like clean money, I want my wrist to be filthy. Pops with that retirement fund, I can't just tell I'm 60. So what am I supposed to do? Rolling through, set it patting them pockets till I'm second holding two. Ching, ching, bling, bling, catching cash and lumps. It's a pro, get a jacket, I'm selling them out my trunk. Whenever, whatever, it takes a shake down a dollar. Muzzle in that direction, wait a minute, holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went. In a mink and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint. If you can't see the money, get your eyes clean with Visine. I need 5 things plus 7 digits at a time. See my children chilling, the best, never worse. See, we never get the pebbles, they got the rocks first. Bank vaults unlocking, ching ching with mocking. I'm rocking, my family Christmas stockings are shocking. Fine women anywhere, the naughty denim and leather. Call it tricking, whatever, son, they get better. I'm one smart cookie, the bet that smacks rookie. My socks on top, your checks bounce while mine boogie. Wrist, I must rock it, chick, stop it, I knock it. Cash looks like I got a gang of fists in my pocket. Fists in my pocket. Fists in my pocket.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Ride with your host, Seven. Co-host, Ghetto G, and the co-host, Second Killer. And as y'all can tell, I'm starting to get a little bit better. My voice slowly coming back. But what up, Chris?
Not much. And, I mean, I think that rule that I wrote to you, like, on Facebook, I think that has to go into effect. Because I just played a track last night by Malachi Macabre, and he was called in. And he just basically hated on him.
Yeah, well, you know what? Big homie, go suck a dick. Yo, Malachi Macabre is a good, very good homie of mine. And when I think of homie, yo, I know this motherfucker personally. So, anybody who's got a problem, Malachi, can take it up with me.
Exactly. I mean, he just hates every artist and everything we play, so what the hell's the point, you know? There has to be some consequences for that.
Yep. Oh, no. Just the fact that he... You decide to hate on Malachi. He anytime he hates on a fucking artist and play, he gets 20 minutes in the box. Just because of the fact he hated on fucking Malachi. Simple as that.
Yep. Like, I mean, literally, I said I don't know if you like this track, but you know, I played the track with Malachi, Wenzel, and Gruesome, like that one track.
Yep.
I just basically hung up like in Malachi's verse.
Yeah. Like I said, you get hit on Malachi, you get 20 minutes in the box. Simple as that.
Yep. Definitely a good rule to enforce.
But, hold on. I'm getting back. Come on the soundboard. I kind of froze up a little bit. Thanks to fucking Facebook.
You want me to play a track right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, here we go with Stevie Stone.
no good boy. Steve Stone cut a tie. When I sound like what the ball, keep my name out your mouth, boy. Name out your mouth, boy. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Put it on my mama, got some zombies on the team on them. On the way to call it, does it call it? Call it eyes on the target, one shot. Put two niggas on them, it's too late to justify. In your mind to build a pop, got that tipping. She's a pussy in your eye, use a halo in disguise. You be acting like you riding, you be lying. You be hiding all your feelings, you inspired, you inspired. Yelling, fuck that nigga. But I hear him though. This say the truth is he locked you on a low dough. Talked about it a couple times after the show though. Took a photo to brag to all his hoes though. You better stop, boy. The jaw jacking and gumming to get the top saw. Sudden movements, it's enough to get you rock, boy. Learned on my own though. Strange music, guap, boy. Boy, watch your small talker, keep my name out your mouth, boy. These niggas swole like Tisha Campbell's head. Speaking of Campbell's, now it's a soup kitchen. Niggas bumping their guns about me like some toothpicks. Seriously funny, y'all Kevin Hart niggas. But you gon' learn today that Cuddy's heart's bigger. Ears clearer, eyes better, great vision to see that I make a pair of boots and belt up out of snake niggas. All that gobble gobble, go get you turkey stuff. The only thanks I'm giving, go be a murky brush. Swim with the fishes in the Missouri River. I call it muddy waters, cause the blues is delivered. I'm amused when you bitches speak on a lucrative figure. All that yapping, go get your face on the news any minute. You ain't tough, you ain't street, you just a mouse, boy. So go on and get you a piece of the Swiss cheese and watch your small talker, keep my name out your mouth, boy.
Check that he was still down for Saturday's interview.
Sounds good.
And I told Ghetto what the rule is with Big Homie, and he said, like, LOL, that definitely fits him.
Definitely does.
Even though he basically just said, LOL, yeah, fuck him.
But, how about the fact that Big Homie actually fucking decided to fucking leave a post on my fucking page last night? Well, apparently. Saying that, last night was the shortest show ever.
Well, he was only there for about 15 minutes or 10 minutes, and then he hung up because I was playing a track by somebody he didn't like, which that's basically any track we play.
Yep. But,
I mean, I was going to end it around midnight, but one of my friends called around midnight. We talked for about, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and then, you know, he hung up, and then I ended it.
Yeah.
So, how was Impact? They didn't watch it yet.
Wasn't bad.
Okay, I'll check it up after the show.
Although last week, you know, they kind of, you know, they kind of got our hopes up after last week. Put it that way.
Nice.
But, let's see. Let's go with...
It's big. the drive-by, the big guns light up the night sky. Oh no, better kiss your ass bye-bye. You ain't never seen a ghost. Pull the drive-by, the big guns light up the night sky. Oh no, better kiss your ass bye-bye. You ain't never seen a ghost.
Better kiss your ass bye-bye.
Better kiss your ass bye-bye.
See, even though Big Homie ain't here, Big Homie, I'm going to tell you right now, yo, Malachi is so much better than half the motherfucker you probably listen to. And, probably better fucking at spitting than you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's your theory, don't possibly about it. Or probably, it's a fucking definite.
Yep.
But, let's see. But, SmackDown should be good tomorrow night. Because we finally get to see the Shield in a 2-on-2 match and see how they do.
Yep.
And funny enough, it's against the Usos.
Funny thing is, I put the, you know, Shield and WWE 13 as a team, like, to create characters. They always break up with each other. It's fun. It's always Roman Reigns, double-crossing Seth Rollins or Dean Ambrose, one of those two. I'm like, well, we know this is going to happen eventually. It's just more or less a win thing.
Yep. I don't know, man. You know, I think the Usos are definitely going to give this Shield a run for their money, though.
Well, we will see.
I think, well, think about it. As far as experience goes as a tag team, I have to give it to the Usos.
Yep.
You know, not just because of the fact that, you know, they've been the tag team in 30, but also because of the fact they're brothers. So they just got more experience of being a tag team than the Shield does.
Huh? I mean, but, even though the Shield's kind of in, like, the indie scene together mostly, but they weren't a tag team in the indies.
Then again, the Shield did get their very first loss on Monday night.
Yeah, because WWE doesn't want John Cena to lose anything.
Hello. Cena lost to them once. If you have forgotten this.
No, I remember.
Damn. I fucked my aunt. Can't believe I fucked my aunt. Fuck my aunt, y'all. I was 13, skinny, little freckle-faced kid. Growing up in the country felt like doing a bid. But the summers were my favorite when we swam in the lake. And trips to the city, what a magical place. First baseball game, man, I'll never forget. Crack a jack, bleach a seat, and the crack of the bat. My friend Tim caught a ball, but he gave it to me. And 5 years later, I fucked my aunt. Damn.
I fucked my aunt. I can't believe that I fucked my aunt. Man, I really fucked my aunt. Fucked my aunt, y'all.
Rainstorms always give me the blues. Worst one in 10 years on the evening news. She rode her bike over cause the streets were closed. My aunt standing there in soaking wet clothes. He opened some wine and laughed like kids. She told me funny things that her and my mom did. But then my uncle called and she had to go. And 12 years later, I fucked her sister. Damn, I fucked my aunt. Can you believe that I fucked my aunt? Man, I guess I fucked my aunt. Fuck my aunt, y'all. It was my 18th birthday, the world was still new. My parents threw me a party, as parents will do. My uncle's wife gave me a punny gift. It was an ant farm, man, she was a trip. Later that night, I was up in my room. I watched as a small ant community bloomed. So simple yet so complex, I contemplated my own life and wondered what would come next. I took out my favorite aunt and crushed it with my dick. And also, I fucked my aunt. I fucked my aunt, and I fucked my aunt. Man, we fucked our aunt.
Yeah.
We fucked our aunt, y'all.
Oh, I can't believe it. They fucked their aunt. I mean, I fucked my aunt too. But you don't see me making songs about it. Although we technically didn't have sex. Just some above the clothes up, and some under the clothes up. I mean, what is sex really? Is it just penetration, or do you have to finish? Cause I finished. Damn, I fucked my aunt, y'all.
What the fuck was that, ghetto? Fucking auto-tune was horrible. Man, that was just wow.
Pretty much. So my question is, who do you think is better if you have to choose which stable or which company would you say is better? The Shield and the WWE or the Ace and Ace and TNA?
Neither.
If you had to choose one being better than the other.
I'm gonna say neither.
I mean, Ace and Ace, they've just been there for too damn long, and they really didn't prove anything at the start, and they just kind of got too damn annoying, right?
Yeah, and the Shield's getting annoying, too.
Yeah, but they haven't been there as long, though, you know?
Yeah, but they're still getting annoying.
For the broken hearted.
Yep.
I'm going to let you guys know right now, Saturday, y'all going to be fucking promoting on your own until I get home.
Yep.
Because Saturday, I got to work 2:30 to 9 p.m. So until I get home, you're going to be fucking, you're going to promote a shitload for the interview on Saturday night.
I'll do what I can because, like I said, I'm going to be at my sister's place then.
Yeah, you know, you could have said no and just stayed home by yourself.
I can't really do that because it's my nephew's birthday.
You can still do it, fool. Dude. Okay, I'm putting you like this. You know, like, okay, if it's my cousin's birthday, you know, I don't really have to meet her half the time. You know, especially if I'm busy doing shit, you know, I ain't gonna go. But, like I said, me and Ghetto, we'll do all three interviews on our own if we gotta.
Yes.
So which means you will be missing out on the Liquid Assassin interview.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's time for some fucking notes for Rock too.
Just like a knife while your body falls to the ground in the screams of terror and pain. You can call it your life, but I might just take it. magnet. I keep your jugular veins pumping, making your body sway as I sit back and relax, sipping on DNA. Plastic, my style is phantasmagoric. Roam around like a vagabond, creeping through forests. Nobody notice I'm inside when you invite me. You wanna spite me? Bring it on. Somebody try me. Panic zone, reason you was scared as fuck. Now sacrificially, I will induct. Go seeking you some pilots with my origin beliefs. Until you bleed, my hunger thirst is like a seed. Feed my soul, look to roll, I'm out of sight. Nosferatu, out of control, creeping at night.
Nosferatu is more than a vampire. Shocking my victim just like a knife. While your body falls to the ground, hear the screams of terror and pain. You can call it your life, but I might just take it away. Nosferatu is more than a vampire.
And we're back.
Yep. Oh, and did you hear that Trip's like the only artist left on Mission Effect? Like everybody basically left today?
I have a feeling he's gonna leave too.
Yeah, I kinda had a feeling like Wicked left, today or yesterday. And it's basically like, okay, so basically it was like Trip's insane, and just I don't see them, staying around too much longer.
That's because no one wants to work with Drama.
Pretty much. Even though Drama tries to claim that he's innocent and try to make everybody else look like douchebags, which doesn't really work.
Yeah, but that's always been Drama's MO, though. That's how he's always been. Trust me. I've known him for quite some time.
Yep.
I was feeling this way. I've known him before I knew you. And.
Yeah.
It's just like, he's always been that way.
Yep.
Which is why, we stopped fucking promoting. We stopped doing cross promotions with him a lot of times because of that shit.
I mean, I totally understand. It's just from, seeing how he is and, the whole drama that he's brought up with, everybody else. There's no wonder why his nickname's Drama.
Yep. Here we go. Easy 606 featuring Bravo Gator. Only a dream.
Chill. Gator. My homeboy Easy called me. So it's like, why is it the people call me Fizz Dreamers?
And all I see.
Although we're chasing the dream,
it's a young
reality to us,
With only your dreams.
Easy, tell them about it.
When I look in the mirror, what do I see? Visions of a broken man looking at me. I've done so much wrong when I'm at right. Gave my life to God, but I never seen the light. Surrounded by darkness, demons everywhere. I called out for help, but nobody ever cared. My best friend in the grave, my homie turned snake. Then you got the nerve to ask me why I'm about to break. What do I do, huh? What do I do? Then the answer's clear, I know exactly what to do. So I grab the mic and lay it on the line. No images and gimmicks, no fake storylines. It's all real talk, welcome to my life. Rap so raw, they cut you like a knife. I'm down for my dream and I'm never gonna stop. Keep me on your mind and I'll see you at the top.
Underdog, I can't afford to take a loss. Before you mention me, just know that I'ma break you off and say I'm lost.
And we're back.
Yep.
But, Ghetto Man, what'd you think of that track? I mean, honestly, you know, I got no more respect for Bravo, but, I wasn't really feeling that track, you know, with, Easy 606. I think we have to go with the natural Bravo Gator track. You know, that's actual, that you guys should hear Bravo Gator in. So let's go with
trying to suck on the car. I hope your boyfriend gets
right, y'all. That track right there, I'm gonna steal off a fucking ghetto. That's for all the fucking bitches out there.
Nice.
But, let's see. Try to get some motherfuckers tuned in. You know, because in the back, you know, you didn't really promote much. Well, at all, I should say.
Sierra Hotel,
India,
Echo,
Lima,
Delta,
Shield.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
So you have to play that to get on.
We're talking about, man, a shield was coming.
Where are they coming from?
Hey, shut the fuck up, Michael
They
Cole.
They could be coming from anywhere.
Every time Michael Cole says that, like, I literally want, like, I want to beat it, like, just punch him in the fucking throat.
That'd be great, Chris, you know, if you could reach through your TV.
I don't know, man. You were talking about how you got the shield on your game or whatever. I also have on my game, I also have aces and eights on the game, too. And they all keep battling between each other.
That always happens. They don't let any tag teams stick together because they don't move any tag teams up the ranking system. They win or anything.
Although,
always
like,
the
yeah, the game gave a nice little storyline going on. It was Undertaker and Kane attacking the Shield.
Nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just keep throwing the tag titles around, man. Like, fucking got tons of funk on there. Got the Shield on there. Got aces and eights on there.
Nice.
But I don't know, man. I got that shit on, like, Legend, man. That shit is still easy.
Yeah, pretty
much.
It's sad.
I mean, they have all their stupid loopholes in the game. It's like, oh, it's on Legend. I'm going to try and get that achievement for being the Undertaker, which I did kick his ass. But it's like, okay, kick his ass for WrestleMania. Okay, all you got to do is, like, 5 moves. You can just do the same move over and over again, and it won't counter at once.
Well, then there was those stupid trophies that got on there where, if you were just to play a match, and it would be the one version versus the other version, and you get a trophy.
Exactly, for, like, the old guy being the newer version.
Yeah, like,
and it's like, the newer version being the older version. It's like, really?
So what the hell are all the hidden trophies? Do you got any of those?
Hell if I know.
Well, whenever you looked at your collection, does it still say hidden trophy?
Well, there are still some hidden trophies in that game.
Well, does anybody have them? Anybody ever seen them?
If you want to look at them, I can figure out what the hell they are online. And stay on the list, I can figure out what to do.
But as for the online things, that don't ever happen. Yeah, win 10 ranked online matches. Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah. Good luck.
Be lucky if I win one.
Pretty much. The one thing I was playing is when I was playing, like, WWE 12, which I had on the Xbox 360. So I was playing that online. And I only beat the one guy in the ladder match because the fucker, like, he only had to go up there and just grab the belt. And I was, like, knocked out, pretty much. And he decided to get cocky and go down and taunt me. And he basically, you know, just got up, did my finisher on him, knocked him the fuck out, climbed the ladder, grabbed the title, won.
Yeah, I fucking hate ladder matches.
We all hate ladder matches.
But it was that fun time where we had decided to do ladder matches, and then people came in there, and then we ended up actually beating them twice.
Pretty much.
which was kind of strange.
I remember those matches because, like, they think that they're going to be cocky. And it's like, they get out there, it's like, you have a Patriots sword, you just knock them the fuck off, grab the title, win.
Now, see, whenever you said that the first time, I thought that you met, if you had a finisher and you climbed to the top, you'd just be able to get the briefcase. I already knew about the whole, you know, finishers off the top of the ladder and shit, but I just thought you just ripped the fucking thing down.
Yes.
Back to the well tomorrow.
What?
I said, back to the well tomorrow.
Oh, jeez, man. It took you forever to see that picture.
Well, yeah, I remember I was on last night. No, that was today, so yeah.
Dude, that was days ago.
Yeah, I never even noticed it.
I fucking tagged you in it.
Yeah, I still didn't notice it.
Wow. So look at all these people.
Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area. Falling from hysteria.
It's the cataract. From California, the senorita, the reason these doors be up. Pour me up, drinking a 40 up. 45, 40 ounces and 40 cups. Good nights, motherfucker, bad mornings, huh? Good kush, bad bitch is a formula. Course we up, everybody on morphia. Smoking till we get cataracts in our cornea. I'm a factor up in it, back to casket and I relax for a minute. Back to fast living, I've been asking that we have to crash in it. Cause it's rap shit, it's in me, have to have lyrics. And it's all black, everything down to the sock. You'll leave evidence, motherfucker, cock. Hit him like Mary Jane, I don't need a wedding ring. OG's out here, married to the block. Trying to get to this function.
We're back.
Hey, Ghetto, why'd you decide to change that track?
rather hear a Snowda product.
Me too, but I wouldn't change the track. I'm not changing anymore. I don't give a fuck.
Well, in that case.
Wait, hold on. Did you play that?
No. That was Havoc. I wasn't even near the soundboard at the time.
I thought you put it on is why you were just saying this.
Nope.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls.
Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Too hot in the area. Falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry ya, I just wanna.
Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be.
Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be. I got heat. Packing the seat. I don't need to beat my meat.
I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. While I'm they on my dick, cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Devil's Nightmare, bitch.
And we're back.
We are indeed back, my white nigga.
Yes, we are, my Jewish brother.
That doesn't work because I'm not Jewish.
Okay, fine. Whatever the fuck you are, my brother.
Gay.
So wait. Did Gil just say he was gay?
No, I said what you said was gay. Jeez, don't try to twist it.
Oh man. So where the fuck has Adam been at lately? Did he die?
No. He commented on one of my statuses a few days ago with some stupid shit.
That's Adam. Dumbass motherfucker, redneck.
Redneck.
Well, you know, he might as well be.
True. Man, it's funny as hell whenever Big Hobie's page, man, the people in there complain about people reporting their pictures. It's like, I'm going to post my half-naked body on here. I sure hope nobody says anything. Yeah, that always works.
You know what I should do just for the hell of things?
No, please, keep your clothes on.
No. No. Nah, man, I'm talking about, you know, reporting them.
I'm surprised it wasn't you.
Well, now that you said them, now it will be.
Why is Chris so quiet?
I know. I think he died.
Oh, no. I basically turned the mute button on my phone and I just forgot about it being
are
on.
Are you kidding me? Fandango is fighting Chris Jericho again at Extreme Rules.
They always do that with Chris Jericho.
Do we really need to see that match
again?
He
lost to WrestleMania. And we have to see him lose twice before
Come
he
on.
Leaves again.
We got to see Mark Henry and Sheamus again. Randy Orton Big Show again. Alberto Del Rio Swagger again. Triple H and Brock Lesnar again.
They ever make any new matches?
Any new ones? The only newer ones they put on there is the Team Hell No versus The Shield and Kofi Kingston versus Dean Ambrose. But this is probably going to be the worst I Quit match between Swagger and Del Rio, though.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of match is the Big Show in?
Extreme Rules match.
Yeah, that's just same old shit. As for that strap match, see, I told you, man, that was going to happen, but I really wasn't thinking of how they, you know, set that up. I was just thinking they just fucking beat each other. The hell you got to go walk around and tag the turnbuckles? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it really is.
So, yeah, another pay-per-view wasted.
Yep.
The only thing that I saw, which I have no clue if this is accurate or not, is that when I was looking at the pay-per-view, like, on, you know, the TV provider, like, BIOS, it said TV-14, not TV-PG.
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat of a joke of what at one pay-per-view.
Where were you at the end of Raw, huh? Whenever Triple H said, bitch. Where were you at?
I was watching him say, bitch.
So there you go, man. You know, PG and or TV-14, it's the same fucking shit.
Pretty much. See him kick Brock Lesnar's ass before he probably loses to Lesnar.
So let's see. The way it should happen at this pay-per-view, let's see. Everybody loses the title.
Yep.
That's how it should be. But it's not going to be that way. Ryback becomes champion finally. Then I'll strip him after like a month.
Then I'll lose in the return match back to Cena.
Then the tag title is going to go to The Shield, and The Shield is going to hold him for another 3 years like Hulk Hogan was the champion. And then Dean Ambrose is going to hold the U.S. title. And they ain't going to do shit with that. It's going to be like Cesaro holding it.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Wow, this person really commented on this picture. Why no Dolph Ziggler? Really? Did you not see wrong? What? Wait, somebody made a picture the other day. It was he was like that awkward moment when Teddy Long comes out and you thought the world title was going to be a tag match.
I saw that picture. I was like, I could see him doing something like that.
Come on, how would that even work?
Okay, if you're the world heavyweight champion and you tag some partner in and he pins the other motherfucker, then he's the world heavyweight champion.
That's really weird things. That's kind of like that championship scramble match they used to have.
Pretty much.
Like, those are the stupidest to have on, like, video games and shit. Like, because if you're already the champion, all you had to do was not get pinned.
I thought the rules in video game were if somebody else got pinned, then the person who lost, like, made the the person who won the fall was the champion.
Well, yeah, man, if somebody gets pinned, you lose the title. But I'm just saying, if you're a champion or something, you know, all you got to do is leave, man. Just make sure nobody else gets pinned. Simple. Like, I just had one of those matches where I lost the title, but then I got it right back.
Nice.
But Fandango versus Chris Jericho is sad.
It really
that
is.
Happening twice.
So wait, hold on. Aren't they missing a match here? Don't they have a Divas match coming up there too?
No.
I swear they said that it was going to be on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, they might have changed it, but
You know, them lips versus that ass.
Nice way to describe it.
Come on, man, that would help this pay-per-view.
It really would.
Yeah, it would.
So what's going to happen in the next pay-per-view? We're going to see all these same matches.
Yep.
Maybe more tag team matches.
Maybe. They create more tag teams.
So when are they going to bring some new Divas in?
I don't know, but I definitely wouldn't mind seeing Summer Rae in a match.
Hell yeah, man. She got amazing legs.
Hell yeah.
But then Jade said she looks manly.
Well, apparently Jade, you know, doesn't know what women actually look like.
Well, I mean, she is kind of, you know, part lesbian.
Exactly.
I think you might be wrong there, Havoc. But yeah, man, some Summer Rae, get some Paige in there.
Yeah, definitely.
I really don't know anybody else.
Maybe get Ric Flair's daughter in there too.
Is she a wrestler?
Yes, she is. SmackDown, you will probably be seeing Sin Cara.
Yeah, I read that he was supposed to come back this week. I thought it was going to be on Raw.
Oh, nope. So he's going to come back, watch a move, and be injured, and out for another 3 months?
Yeah, somebody made a picture like that for Rey Mysterio.
Actually, Chris, Sin Cara already came back.
Wait.
Main event.
Who the fuck watches that?
Oh, and Havoc, I know you're going to be sad, but Saturday Morning Slam is officially canceled and not happening again on
what?
TV. Yep.
I wonder why.
CW is replacing it with Dragon Ball Z Kai or whatever.
Oh, dude, that's... Havoc's going to have to change himself now.
Pretty much.
Took WWE off and put Dragon Ball Z. Oh, my God, Havoc ain't gonna know what to do. The fuck? I wish I could ride a bike with one arm.
You can try
okay,
it.
Then.
I don't know. There's this damn picture. You know, the whole stupid thing. One like equals one salute. Blah, 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 blah. Shit, you know, for handicapped people.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Chris, they're not canceling it, fool.
Well, it's just getting taken off the CW network.
No, it's what they're doing is they're taking a break from it.
That one season run, and they're putting something else on, and they don't know if they're renewing it or not yet.
So how do you
feel
about Tech N9ne possibly doing a collaboration with Limp Bizkit?
I'd say yay, but I'm gonna say boo because in effect, you know, Limp Bizkit's a part of Lil Wayne's label nowadays, so that might not be a good idea.
I don't know, man. I really don't want to see that happen.
I don't either. I mean, you know, like, I mean, like, if it was like the old fucking Limp Bizkit, then I'd say yes.
What the hell is this? What the
hell? So, Lavik, even though you're saying they're just taking a break, then why did WWE stop taping matches for the program last month?
Chris, you realize it says the program is currently on a summer hiatus.
Well, I'm going to tell you a different article than you.
Chris, you realize it's been, you know, it's been out for, you know, a while now, right?
Yep, I guess so.
It's been out since last year. They did 38 episodes so far for this season. So more likely to come back with a second season.
Hey, hey, Mr. Big, how you doing, man? Thanks so much for having me here at your house.
Welcome to my home.
You have a beautiful home, man. This is wonderful.
Thank you. I never invite anyone to my home, but this is a very special sign.
No, I'm honored, man. I'm real honored. Thank you so much.
Well, before we get started, you mind if we just chill out here? It's a beautiful night. You can just relax.
No, I don't mind at all, man. Let's just chill.
Here, sit right here. Take a seat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice.
Here, have a drink.
What's this?
Oh, nothing. Just something to relax you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Gives you swagger.
Gives you swagger? What the fuck?
That swagger.
How the fuck you watching, Ghetto?
Apparently it's a new Tech N9ne track.
That would be Ric Flair's daughter.
See, how old is she? Jeez.
47?
Say 47?
27.
No way, man. She looks older than that.
Yeah, no, she's 27.
Man, that looks like it could be his wife. So I guess I can't get this track. I gotta wait until the CD or it's on YouTube. I'm guessing the song's called Monster. I don't fucking know.
Now, who the fuck was that in the goddamn chorus?
I don't know, man. Kind of sounded like Chris Brown.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. What the fuck is that?
This damn video is just about the damn sampler, man, that he gives out for free. And then people sell online for like $20. $6.25. after we get past these fucking pre-orders with gay-ass Mayday shit.
Open up the artwork, check out the instructions, then we're going to fly the winner and a guest to come kick it with me in KC, man, Kansas City, Missouri.
You hear that, Chris? If you buy the CD, man, you follow the instructions. You got a chance to win to go kick it with Tech N9ne.
He doesn't sound too excited about that.
Don't seem too excited now, Chris. Relax yourself.
Well, I mean, I've already gone to two meet and greets with Tex. I mean, I know he's like, you know.
I think this is more of, you know, hanging out with him for a longer time.
Probably.
Not just, hey, what's up, man? Can you sign this? Yeah, take a picture. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, I know. We could change that.
It's like having a face in the face. The hell, man. You doing, Havoc?
That wasn't me.
That's not AJ in there. That's Havoc. But I could definitely see why they only used the instrumental.
Yeah, because the vocals suck.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Oh, and Havoc, there's supposed to be a new TNA video game coming out.
Yeah, I already know that.
Why the hell is this girl always posing with a fucking little kid? I don't understand.
Is she a little kid?
The chick that's posting the pictures with the little kid isn't a little kid. Anyway, what were you going to play, Havoc?
Let's see. What am I going to play?
Yeah.
back. Ghetto G should go back to the Weekend Stunner page.
What?
You should go back to your other page.
No.
Yes.
No.
Trust me.
No, I don't trust you.
The soon-to-be next Divas of the WWE. I just sent you two pixels, one of each.
Let's see.
One would be Aubrey Marie, a.k.a. Well, Ashley Miller, ring name Aubrey Marie. Another one is Tennille Dashwood, ring name Emma.
It's as muscular as fuck.
Yeah, the one in green, that would be Aubrey. And the other one, that would be Emma.
The other one ain't too bad, though, but the other bitch is just too muscular.
Yeah, man, Emma's actually wrestler, manager, and model. And she's from fucking Australia. Now, see if I can find Mercedes. I ain't pronouncing your last name or shit, so fuck you. Yeah. I don't know, she ain't that bad looking, I guess.
You guess.
She could probably look a little bit better with the face.
She could probably do a little bit better with her face.
Yeah, and I look with like a baboon's ass.
Chris, you're going to let him talk to you like it.
I'm talking about some woman, though. Why the hell do I care?
Yeah, what does he care about women for?
No, I thought it was a new diva that apparently looks ugly. Kind of like Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix wasn't that ugly. She was just too manly.
That was the whole problem.
We got 786. 786, what a dude.
What up?
Big homie. What's going on?
Shit, chilling.
So, I hear you don't like Malachi Macabre.
I don't know what?
Malachi Macabre.
Nothing, you walking hatred.
No, what I said was his name sounds like some shit came from like the children of the corn.
That would be correct.
I ain't say I hate him.
No, but what is?
Hold on, he doesn't hate something?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Whew. Thought I was hearing things.
I didn't even get a chance to listen to it, because once it started playing, like, the show got cut off.
No, it didn't. You just hung up.
I didn't hang up.
The show was still on for another hour.
No, what happened was, like, I was still on the thing, and then it said, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Well, apparently, Blog Talk don't like you.
Because I was still on for, like, another 30, 45 minutes.
I don't know. It's whatever. But, yeah. The reason why I haven't been on is because I've been working on my page.
Yeah. Back to the well tomorrow.
What?
Back to the well, big homie.
What
yeah, get him. tell me that last chick's face does not look like a baboon's ass.
Kind of reminds me like a rat.
You.
I'm like tired right now, so it really doesn't faze me.
Have you been talking to Chris? To Chris, the other idiot on the phone.
Wow, holy shit.
I don't even have him on my Facebook.
I think it's funny you mentioned Chris's name. He goes, who?
Yeah, who the hell is Chris?
You think who the hell am I?
Now, this bitch is gonna fuck someone up. Yo, the minute she in, gets in a Raw SmackDown, yo, she's gonna fuck somebody up. Chick named Anna Bogomazova.
Say that 5 times fast.
It's Russian.
No wonder.
But, her ring name is Anna. Well, Anya, I should say. She's a Russian kickboxer, martial artist, and professional wrestler. So,
and
yeah,
she wants wrestling.
Huh? Wait, what did you say?
So she's a kickboxer, a martial artist, and what else? And she wants to be on wrestling? Seriously?
And a wrestler.
And she wants to be on WWE?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, whatever works for her.
And hey, look. She's almost Gilgis height.
Nah.
she's like 6'1".
Damn. That's a tall
ass. Probably.
Hell yeah. She's a middleweight in fucking kickboxing.
Look at that.
She's in black belt and taekwondo. And she's Russian. So she's bound to fuck somebody up. There you go, ghetto.
I didn't feel like washing dishes, yo. I had a fucking headache. But, I'm gonna let y'all go, because I'm about to fucking...
Bye, hater.
Peace.
Adios.
Amigo.
Chick is kind of scary looking.
Yeah, I don't know. I like her.
Havoc, you like everyone.
That's not
pretty much.
That ain't true. That fucking bitch with the fucking baboon ass face. Fuck no.
Come on, that's like one person.
That's the first person that you didn't like.
Come on, man. I've seen you liking some real ugly girls, man.
But I just might be able to fucking get her up on the show. Try to see if I can set up an interview with her.
Man, you see this, man? Freaking
That's Victoria, man. She's always bitching about deadbeat dads, and, you know, she doesn't have a kid or, you know, something like that. She's always bitching about other people's shit. So then I jumped on there. I was like, oh, yeah? Well, what about the kid you won't help me take care of?
Yeah, deadbeat mom.
And then she keeps saying she doesn't have a kid. I was like, yeah, just forget about us. She's like, I didn't even know we had a kid. I was like, try telling her that. She's like, I'll buy her a cat. I was like, yeah, with all that back child support you owe.
I don't know, man. Yo, there's one lady up on my page. Just gave a clear sign. Yeah, it's that time of the month for her.
What?
You hear that? You hear that? She's just a fucking played out bitch.
What did you just say?
I said this one lady up on my page. Just gave a clear sign that it's that time of the month for her. Or either that, or she's just one played out bitch.
I'm going to go with the second one.
Because of the fact she goes, in a fucking status saying, don't talk to me unless you're giving me chocolate, okay? Okay.
Bitch, you grown. That ain't baby fat fat. Tell you how I feel. I think we should handcuff your big ass to the treadmill.
So, gentlemen, how do you feel about Honey Boo Boo getting married?
Isn't that kid, like, young as fuck?
Apparently she got married.
How the hell can that deformed little kid get married at the age that she's at?
I don't know.
Or are we talking about Jabba the Hutt, her mom?
I think her mom.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's sad that bitch can get laid, man. Where the hell my bitch is at?
That's really freaky that bitch got married. That bitch can get married and get laid like you said.
Give me a kid name. Give me a little girl's name.
I don't know. Ashley.
Really? The most common name ever.
Sharia.
No, she's not black.
What the fuck kind of name is that?
Come on, man. That ain't even going to work for me.
Fine, Sharika.
Ain't no way in hell would ever name my kid this.
If I begin to pick your child's name, I think you wouldn't want a child, right?
Chris, what do you got?
I'd say something like Megan or something like that.
Fuck it, we'll go with that. I told her to be a better mother. She said K. I was like, yeah, because little Megan misses you. Who is that, Chris? Who the fuck is the milkman? That's your new artist?
Nope.
Let me guess. He raps about dairy.
fuck am I know? I don't even know his voice.
So you just like
I only heard him on one track. And all the art sounds sick on the track.
So you actually liked him when Buddy Nailed the Milkman?
I sure hope you do, man.
I don't trust nobody the names they choose to rap under.
Nah, great. He's from Jersey. Great. Well, let's see. Well, let's do this motherfucker else without probably cheese.
She said, why did I pick that name? I said,
because
you picked,
Sharika
I said,
isn't a good enough name for her.
I said, you picked it. Don't you remember why?
Yeah,
man, I went to the store and picked up some milk. The milk is in the kitchen. The milk is in the kitchen.
You said horrible.
Did he just say, wait, hold on. Did he just say the milk is in the kitchen?
I think so. But apparently he's working fucking Kniva from fucking D12. I-20 from
that's,
fucking
that's
disturbing
Ken
peace. Whatever. From D12, fucking I-20 from fucking disturbing the peace. At least he actually has some decent motherfuckers that he actually fucking says he quote unquote sounds like.
And who does he sound like?
He says Eminem, Jay-Z, Jadakiss, Ludacris, and Meek Mill.
Oh God. I'm going to post a picture of my titties. I sure hope nobody says anything dirty to me.
Oh, fuck.
Where'd you see that?
Sorry, that's what bitches always be posting, man. Like some like a bitch posts a picture, like, you know, like all sexy and whatnot. And she clearly wants the attention. But then you always have somebody on your page that's always going to be there fighting. Oh, she got a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. She's not a hood rat, yada, yada, shit like that. Like, she wants the attention, you motherfucker. Get off of this damn picture. Like, that didn't stop people, though, man. They continue to comment, like, stupid shit. Like, what do you want for whenever somebody posts, I'm so hot, I think I'm just going to sleep in a T-shirt.
Yeah, true.
Come on, what do you think is going to come from that?
People are just idiots. But the milkman apparently unsigned, and he can stay unsigned because he's horrible.
Is he unsigned like the Joker?
Probably.
Unsigned. Or because a label told him to fuck off, and you know, that was it.
Label probably told him to fuck off.
exciting as a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Go take a bath, you dirty motherfucker.
Take a bath.
I'm all about my girl's pussy. When I get down, she know I get it wet. I've been working it out every day and every night. Different sex, be good. Got my shoulder blade on top. Y'all respect my shit, or you will get shit. I'm getting started playing these hoes. All these dirty little bitches. All these scanning ass hoes. Grab the time, see all the hit the switches. Bounce out quick. My girl fucking love you good. Dick and don't get slick. Because I got a gangsta bitch. Baby, listen up real quick. Here I go. I'm about to talk about some nasty. Listen to the flow with my dick in your mouth. Now we're shuffling on the couch and I'm turning you out. The pussy like, whoa. And I know that you love to come with me at the same time. When I'm sweating on your chest, got you mesmerized. I can see it in your eyes. You better tell those other guys that you belong to me. I don't really care about your motherfucking past. Or how your ass grew up and they treated you like trash. Wanna keep it real, I just wanna hit that ass. So stop the fucking talking, baby, go and take a bath. Walk it down slow. I wanna take my time with you just to let you know. You're messing with a big pair of certified pros. And I wanna hear you scream like, go, go, go. Take a bath, baby, go and wash away your insecurities. Go wash away your fears, wash away your enemies. Bring it back nice and fresh, soul play to play with. Pussy like a slip and slide when it's riding on my dick. Damn, baby, you're so fine. Plus, you look so good when you're grinding the phone lines. That's right, baby, work it nice and slow. From the left to the right, now work it to and fro. Oh, you know that feels so bomb. Yo, I wish that I could fuck you without a condom on. But it ain't possible, that shit just ain't gonna happen. Pussy after pussy, I'll be mag and mashing. If you got a golden ticket, then let's kick it. Treat it like I own it and straight get wicked. Some say it's a hoe in me, but yo, I can't get it. So baby, go and take a bath and get ready to fuck. I don't really care about your motherfucking past. Or how your ass grew up and they treated you like trash. Wanna keep it real, I just wanna hit that ass. So stop the fuck we talking, baby, go and take a bath. Bring it back clean and walk it down slow. I wanna take my time with you just to let you know. You're messing with a big pair of certified pro. And I wanna hear you scream like, go, go, go.
Alright, gentlemen, that's Mercedes on stage two. We got a 2-for-1 dance coming up right now. So dig deep and give thoroughly. Alright, gentlemen, coming up on stage three, we got Candy. And after that, we got the beautiful Heather. Thanks for coming out to the Platinum Tatas tonight.
I guarantee you never met a G quite like me. And I'll tip that with my money back, guarantee. Qualified to fulfill you all this fantasy. And when the sun comes up, I'll let you get a little sleep. Recharge your batteries, cause I'ma put you to the test. Get it started with 1 week, never leave this bitch. I'll knock your other lovers flat, fuck them out your head. You can scream and talk to Mary next, you wanna have my kids. I don't really care about your motherfucking past. Or how your ass grew up and they treated you like trash. Wanna keep it real, I just wanna hit that ass. So stop the fucking talking, baby, go and take a bath. Bring it back clean and walk it down slow. I wanna take my time with you just to let you know. You're messing with a big pair of certified pros. And I wanna hear you scream like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't really care about your motherfucking past.
What do you think about the fact that Justin Credible just got arrested recently?
Dude, that sucks.
Well, that's just incredible.
It really is. It's just incredible. He gets arrested because he's just incredible.
Not
well,
bad.
What did he get arrested for?
I'm trying to watch it. I don't even know.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the video now. Like, apparently they said it was for larceny or something like that. So, like, maybe arson?
Maybe arson. He's burning shit now. What the hell?
Well, apparently, because that's just an incredible thing to do for him.
Yeah, Chris, this is probably like a long-ass time ago.
How long are we expecting this interview to be tomorrow?
He'd be anywhere from an hour to 2 hours.
No, you think he's actually going to talk a lot, or he's going to hang out for a little bit, like Prozac did, and just leave?
Yeah, we'll find out.
I don't know. Doesn't look like he'd be much of a talker.
Probably not.
So, Chris, be sure to tell all them people on your page that we have an interview tomorrow. So they can call in and be little assholes.
Yeah, so we get more assholes on the phone.
Well, then you play that gangster here.
Getting somebody off of Chris's page is always a wild card.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's like, oh, great. Kind of like how the people on the like page thought I was rich.
Nice.
I was like, did you know that we have an interview coming up on Thursday? Well, now it's Friday. With Ritz. He's like, I thought you were Ritz.
Nice. Yes, I'm Ritz.
But like after I said I was in that conversation pretty much died.
Nice. Oh, and tomorrow you're probably gonna have that fucker call in. Hey, here's my phone number. We're gonna have that fucker call in.
Oh god, no.
Man, I hope not.
If he's on your page, man, just delete him.
Man, I'm about to.
I think it's a little too late for the about to part.
That's the only person that we don't need to call in.
Exactly.
Well, then there's the, Cloud City people too, but.
Exactly.
Can't really stop that.
There are a few people we don't want ever call in for interviews.
It's just because they do dumb things, man.
And they only have two words in their vocabulary. Lando Cloud.
Yeah, it's not even a word, Chris. It's like a name.
Wait, did you say it's like a name? It is a name.
No. The fact that Chris said, they only have two words in their vocabulary. I had a Christmas and say it's not words. They're names.
A name is part of a word. I mean, a word's part of a name. So, yeah.
Yeah, but they're saying their name.
So are you saying they're Pokemon?
Shit. Wendell Cloud just might be.
They say their name differently when they're doing certain things.
Yeah. Like UG. Wendell Cloud.
What the hell was that?
Fucking smoking weed. Oh yeah, by the way, Chris, that arrest, you know, is actually, you know, from the two misdemeanors from back of August of last year. You realize that, right?
Wait, what?
Just incredible. You know, yes, he got arrested May 3rd, but, you know, he was already charged with the two misdemeanors.
Yeah, he had a warrant out.
No, he didn't have a warrant out, Chris. Okay, Chris, he didn't. He was already charged with them last year.
Chris doesn't care.
Yeah. But then again, what, you know, what can you expect? Just incredible. Is from Connecticut.
Nothing but bad people live in Connecticut?
Well, Waterbury, yes. Funny thing is, more likely he probably knows about Velvet Sky. I said, funny thing is, he probably knows about, Velvet Sky.
A lot of people know about her.
No. Knows her.
Probably does.
Says they're both from the same city. You don't ever expect to see, ever. Fucking Velvet Sky with the blue mini.
Wow. And Liquid Assassin just hit me up saying that he's still down.
Alright. Well, then he better be. Sounds
good. And while you're, you know, locked in the basement, we'll hold it down.
No, it's not that sister. It's my sister in New York.
So then you would get service then?
I will get service, but I'm in a hotel room. I mean, I'm basically in an apartment in New York, and I don't, you know what I mean? I don't really know where my nephew's sleeping, you know what I mean? I don't know the sleeping arrangements yet.
So you can't just sit outside for like an hour or two?
Well, I mean, I might still
like
figure it out when I get there tomorrow. I don't know what our apartment complex is like.
Yeah. You can still go outside.
He's not allowed to go outside with his phone, Havoc. What's wrong with you?
No, I'm saying I do not know what the apartment complex is like out there in New York. That's one thing.
Fuck that, man. You know, if I was going to New York, man, if I can just walk around, man, talking on the phone and shit, man, see what's up there.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I've been there numerous times, so it's nothing, like, special or new.
I'll probably walk in, like, the ghetto or some shit and somebody steal my phone.
I actually remember one time I tried to walk from, like, the one street to the one apartment. I had to walk, like, you know, 50 blocks or whatever there. I was like, there was one street, like, I think it was, like, 82nd or something like that. I, like, had my phone hidden in my pocket because it was really the pure ghetto part. I was like, yeah, this is just fucked up.
Like, what you doing here, white boy?
Pretty much, that was the whole situation.
Wait. Okay, Chris, what part of New York were you in?
I don't even remember what part of New York she lives in. I think it's, I mean, it's close to New York City, close to where WrestleMania was held.
So it's not in New York City?
No, it is in New York.
You realize there's two New Yorks, right? There's New York
yeah.
City and New York City.
So now
is she in New York State or New York City?
Lived in the state of New York.
Man, that shit ain't ghetto. What the fuck's the matter with you?
There are some ghetto parts in New York. Have you ever heard of the Bronx?
The Bronx is part of New York City, Chris.
It's part of the state, too.
No, it's part of New York City.
The city of New York is in the state of New York. Their argument is invalid.
Chris, the city of New York is not in the state of New York. You do realize that, right?
Well, do you realize it?
Apparently he does not.
Damn it, Chris.
Apparently I consider the whole city of New York and the state of New York the same thing.
Well, Chris, they are not the same thing. They are completely different.
Well, then I guess I learned something.
No.
Yeah, so much for college. Someone turned their computer on.
That's me, because my computer keeps shutting off for no damn reason. And having to correct you, the city of New York is in the state of New York. It's New York, New York.
Yes, but New York City is actually completely different from New York State, though, Chris. That's what you need to hear. That's what you need to realize. There are two separate parts.
Well, I mean, I know that there's a city and there's a state, but the city is still within the state.
But they're still separate, though, too. You gotta realize the Bronx and New York City are a hell of a lot more ghetto than New York State.
Whatever, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't seem to matter.
And to be more exact about where my sister lives, she lives like a few miles away from Ground Zero.
Oh, then that's in New York City, Chris.
Which is still within the state.
Oh my god, here we go.
But anyway, this argument's pointless.
Yeah, because you're retarded.
No, because we might look at it differently, but it basically is the same exact thing. The state and the city.
But Chris, they're not completely the same, though. That's the thing, though.
I get that. No, I'm just saying, but the city is still within the state, which that's all I think.
Yeah, I don't see the city as being a part of New York State because I see it as just play on New York City. Apparently during tomorrow's interview, Ghetto, I will be part Indian tomorrow.
Okay, so
Indian.
You're going to become an Indian. Nice.
Christians murdered the Indians.
That sounds like your new number one hit single.
No, it was a hit, man. It was by Corporate Avenger.
Yeah.
Damn, we should play that.
It's not on the soundboard, but I do have that song, and I also did just buy the actual copy of that CD finally after all these years.
Nice,
because it's a very good CD, even though most people wouldn't agree with it.
Yeah, most people are idiots
because they got songs on their life. The Bible is bullshit.
Oh well. You know what? You should put it up for your dad.
I'm sure he would love that. Sometimes I like to push the button for that. And then he gets really angry. But then, here's something I'll never understand, though, right? All right. there's this God, right? He made everybody. Okay? And then, but the church don't like gay people.
Exactly.
So my dad doesn't like gay people. He gets very angry about shit like that. I don't understand, man. Your boy upstairs made him.
Yeah, I mean, that makes no sense at all.
Yep.
I mean, you know, if he quote-unquote made everything on the planet, including the gay people, like Big Homie and Adam.
Big Homie.
So exactly why don't the church like them if they're created by...
Exactly. These things don't make sense.
Now, I don't know. That's just all completely weird as fuck.
Well, there also is a song by Corporate Avenger called Jesus Christ Homosexual.
You can definitely play that for your dad.
But I don't know, the lyrics are, I'm not saying God is gay, I'm not saying that at all. But if God created man or whatever, some shit, then there just might be a little fag in us all. Because he said, I think the Virgin Mary may have been a hermaphrodite.
I believe it.
Because, you know, it doesn't add up, man. How is she having a kid?
Yeah, still being a virgin.
Exactly.
That's what we call a whore.
That's what we call a whore. That's what we call them bitches that call themselves born-again virgins.
Yeah.
You're like, I keep my shit tight. Shit's blown out. Just have a whole, like, 40 bottle of beer.
Or even, you know, shove a fucking Wicked Angel up there.
A what?
Wicked Angel.
Okay. I'm not quite sure what the hell you're talking about, but okay.
I'm talking about Wicked Angel. You know, Chris's ex-girlfriend, well, wife.
Oh, you're talking about her? You mean Angie Johnson?
Yeah, that thing.
That's like a bitch.
Is that her real name?
I don't know.
Christopher, is that her real name?
I don't even know what the fuck her first name is. It was
okay,
Angel, whatever the fuck it is, but I know her last name is Johnson.
Alright, so that is her name then.
Probably.
Guys are exciting.
All right, so my question is, I've been wondering about for the longest time. If God made us, who came first, God or the dinosaurs?
God.
Are we sure about this?
I thought that was going to ask who came first, and she came out of the egg and was like, really? I thought that's what he was going to ask.
So are you saying that dinosaurs made God?
either that or they ate him.
Well, there you go. There should be a little cartoon skit right there. And, like, having him run from, like, a T-Rex or something.
Why the fuck did I make you? You're dead.
I'm determined to find out just which came first, them or him.
Good luck. This chick got a nice ass, right?
Which one?
Some chick on Underground Girls. Apparently her name is Alley Cat.
Oh, fuck.
Apparently she's a total slut.
No.
Are you sure?
This girl's actually kind of hot, though. Why is it people got to take pictures of themselves bleeding?
Because they're emo.
Like, I just, I just cut my leg in half with this fucking nail. This whatever the fuck. I'm going to go take a picture of it real quick.
Because they love to say their own blood. They think other people will.
There goes this dumb bitch posting all these pictures of these horny-ass guys hitting her up all the time, and she just talks shit back to them. I wouldn't want you to think I am a weirdo. You're a weirdo regardless. Laugh aloud, just kidding.
Must become
I hope you feel better, supposedly. Wow, they can't spell supposedly. I'm one half black. Penis, 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 Kit Kat. I don't give a fuck about your dick. Fuck shit, cunt. Eat shit, you fucking punk ass bitch. Hop off my shit. See, bitches think that they're like the shit or something because they talk back to some dude that says some stupid shit to them. I'm going to screenshot every one of these conversations.
Yeah, because that helps a hell of a lot, motherfucker.
Yeah, but I think we're going to delete this girl, though. I'll never talk to her.
Go for it.
Not like she's hot anyway. So she can go bye-bye. Because I'm tired of seeing her complain about guys.
And see, now, this dude makes fucking sense. Fucking, I ain't pronouncing your fucking name, dude, so you're fucked on that one. But, cause, of course, I actually typed in, who came first, God or the dinosaurs? And this one dude goes, dinosaurs, because think about it. You know, nobody started talking about God and all this shit until, you know, maybe like a few hundred thousand years ago. But then again, I like this dude's answer. Infernal 66, God never existed.
So, yeah.
I don't want to join the community dance. I just want to say, fuck you, God don't exist.
Excuse me, but your nipple is showing.
I'm sorry.
Not you.
Wow, how you made that really awkward.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Now, this is just a stupid answer. Someone put, maybe God is a dinosaur.
I can't believe you're wasting your time. We'll give all these stupid answers.
Man, I mean, come on. Think about it. You know, like Ghetto G said, God, you know, created man. So, if, you know, if he created man, then that must mean the dinosaurs probably came first. you know, this one day, like, you know, he just popped down from a fucking monkey spaceship or something like that. Fucking dinosaurs, we ate him. He died, and they created man.
Right. That was that was kind of like earlier. You remember that Jasmine chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, she posted a damn video, man. she took away how hot she was just by having Lil Wayne playing in the background. Killed the whole video. Because she didn't talk or anything. You know, she probably would have looked hot. But that all went away when I heard Lil Wayne playing in the fucking background.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid ass black people always fighting with each other. Beat him with a crate.
Beat him with a shoe.
Man, that dude just punched a girl.
Awesome. This is another place.
Now he's just hitting everybody.
Get him.
Huh?
The fuck are you watching?
Black people fight each other?
Please send me an Havoc link.
Yeah, send me a video. I want to watch it.
This girl, man, she's protecting her man from getting his ass beat, so she's taking all the blows.
Oh, fuck.
That basically makes her man a bitch.
Pretty much.
You can't defend your girl, and your girl has to defend you.
It's not even that great
of
a video, but I'll tag you in it. That is pretty sad, though.
Hell yeah.
Like, at first he swung on that chick, and then I guess he hit the dude or something, and the chick was covering him up.
The fuck?
Let's see how that went down. Yeah, dude, he hit the girl first. And the other guy's trying to beat him with a crate, but that's not working.
Children are all watching this now.
Don't.
Oh, and the guy kicks the dude after.
This is definitely a racist comment right here. Some dude up on that fucking video goes, every time I see a bunch of black people in a video, I know I have to turn my volume down.
That's right. Wow, dude, somebody actually liked that link. What the fuck? This black dude's about to get knocked the fuck out.
How about the fact that, you know, that one black dude, you know, that hit the other dude? Yo, he actually makes the sound effect of him hitting the dude. He's like, boom.
For what?
Let me see. In that video that you sent me?
Keep clicking right there and go to a video called KO.
Called what?
Called KO.
Alright.
These damn dudes were just walking by and they just punched the other dude out.
People that are dumb enough to do it.
Come on, you gonna walk right into the fucking paper towel dispenser?
Well, I wouldn't, but I'm trying. I'm trying dumb enough to do it.
Say frog.
Say frog.
Damn, kid's trying to say frog and saying fuck.
Awesome kid.
Say frog.
That's awesome.
The funny thing is, it's cute when little kids swear because they don't know any better.
Yeah,
I'm going to remind you in advance that I'm very sorry and I apologize for the inconvenience of me not keeping up.
Dude's knocked the fuck out.
Fuck Andy.
That's gay. Why are two dudes doing this dance? No. But no, you could watch this video right here called Boy Defends His Mother and Sister. It's these black girls just beating up his kid's mom and his little white kid goes crazy. Black girls, man. It's like the female version of fucking Chris Tucker.
Don't give a fuck.
Alright, so which one am I going to?
Go to one called Boyd Defends His Mother and Sister. Gonna keep clicking a few there, man. Motherfuckers come out with like pots and ashtrays and beer bottles and shit.
Fucking doors, doubles and shit.
Man, for this fucking dance video right here, man, somebody's like, I think I saw this on the Animal Channel. On the Animal Channel talking about this new dance going around. And then somebody called me, the next new dance will be called fucking. Which is pretty much what this fucking dance is, man. Ridiculous. Let's teach our kids how to grind up on each other like this. That's great.
Just what they need.
Just what we need. Another season of Teen Mom. Just what we need. No, Havoc, you're not supposed to watch it.
No, you know, this would be hot, you know, if they were naked.
Yeah, that would be called having sex havoc.
Well, yeah, duh.
So, I think Havoc needs to say thank you for teaching him what that is.
No, Chris, I think that'd be you.
Nope, I already know what the hell it is.
What the hell is this, man? This person's walking around in a cemetery looking like Sambara and shit, scaring the shit out of these black people filming her. I bet you that's why somebody's doing this. It's looking awesome.
Yeah, chill in the cemetery, wear a sombrero, and do the fandango.
That would make it just a whole lot better, yeah.
We fucked up.
It's called Scary Sight. It's not even that scary. It's just somebody in a white like dress or whatever walking around in a fucking cemetery.
That seriously sounds like something that would be off like a scary movie prank, you know?
Yeah. You're scaring me. He's scared the shit out of me. Go home.
Hey, what you doing, girl? You got a... What the fuck? What is
she doing? What's the hell she swinging. She's having fun. Bitches had a picnic in there the other day. Man, I want to see something like this. That'd be awesome.
What, tomorrow?
Yeah, man, supposedly there's a story around here, whatever. You go to this one cemetery, and apparently this little girl walks around. This, like, ghost thing just walks around the cemetery at night and shit.
Yo, you're going away. You're scaring me. You're really scaring me. You're scaring the shit out of me. Yo, you scared the shit out of me. Go home. Go home.
Yo, I'm your hopper ass. And I'm gonna pop that hopper ass.
I'm gonna pop that bitch.
Yo, I'm with that feeling.
Why are they all running from the police? The police is already there, man.
Yeah. Oh, you crazy bitch! You the crazy bitch! Listen to me,
the cop dude, I think, maced this guy, whatever, and the dude threw him, and the other cop tasered him. Or, I mean, whatever the hell that shit is, the little gun thing, little taser gun.
I'm definitely watching this one again.
What one's that?
Fuck it's tomorrow. What would be even funnier is if, you know, like, they fucking take the camera off of her, she disappears, and she just fucking pops, like right behind them.
Yeah, that'd be funny, isn't it?
Wow.
girl for you right here.
Oh.
You can watch the video called The Fuck.
I think, I think we're going to play on this entire shit is, yeah, the one thing that they focused on was, she's not wearing any shoes. Like, what the fuck? You got a creepy-ass white bitch looking like fucking Samara across the street in a cemetery, and you're focusing on her not wearing no shoes?
This right here is how Chris would order at Subway, though.
So where's Subway at?
Keep going, you're almost there.
Found it. Definitely Chris right there.
I can see Chris doing that. Though. Do you ever watch this video right here with this dude in school telling off his teacher?
Nah, not yet.
Like, that video is great, man. I wish I would have said this.
I saw a video. That was funny as hell.
You saw that?
Yeah, wait, wait, wait.
That kid's great.
Yo.
You okay? You okay?
Now that was perfect right there. That was fucking perfect. Kanye West walked right into a fucking pole.
Are you okay? Stop taking a
Oh, that's why that damn girl was in front of her, because I didn't read the damn thing. It said, now that's a ride or die chick. Now it makes sense.
But yo, tell me that shit wasn't funny.
What?
Fucking Kanye West, like, walks right into the fucking wrong race. Wrong way sign.
I didn't even see that. Where the hell is that?
Kanye walks into a pole.
Where how far is that?
It's like right past. I think right after the subway one.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. But that shit's funny as hell. Like, apparently, like, he's trying to avoid the fucking paparazzi.
Oh, here we go.
He walks right into a fucking pole.
Come on.
So this is the other part of the him yelling at the one guy, like, no pictures. You all right, Kanye?
Jesus walks.
into signs, apparently.
Hey, get it, it's workout time.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I'm just waiting for you to bust his ass.
Gorgeous video right here, man. They were just driving on the road and shit, and then all of a sudden this car comes flying over the fucking hill into their car. It's just crazy.
Just get a mask because I'm pointing up the obvious. No, I'm not wasting your time.
Don't play with me. I'll be
You gotta take this job serious. This is the future of this nation. And when you come about, this is my patron, indeed it is. But this is my country's future and my education. But there's a limit. And I'm not pitching, but simply making an observation. Now I will teach. You're welcome. I'll teach you a little more so you can actually learn how to teach a freaking class. Because since I got here,
this is so scary, man.
Don't try and take credit for teaching me.
It's so fucking scary. It's like fucking King Kong, man.
What the fuck are you like after this? What the fuck are you doing?
Man, don't even watch this. Not even funny.
What are you doing?
Which one?
The one you're watching. Man, this old dude's getting it in, man. He's humping the shit out of this bitch. Was singing and then the door just came open.
Yo, that's just fucking nuts, though.
No, dude, man, this damn chick was just singing and her door just came open and something fell over. And there's nobody there. That's just crazy. And then somebody commented on the side, like, if I get drunk down this fucking hallway, I swear.
Yeah, which one is that one?
Someone don't like her singing. Apparently the ghost don't like her singing.
Yeah. Never watch that one again. Check shit out. Niggas would have bailed out the fucking window, straight hauling ass.
That's true.
That the chick gets up, they go close the door, and before she even touches it, the door shuts.
Yeah.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw it. That's what happens to Chris all the time.
Of course.
He's like, gangsta hit. What the fuck is that? Well, here you go. Here's a picture of old school wrestling action figures. And the biggest one is King Kong Bundy. I actually had some of these damn dudes.
Damn.
Like Typhoon there, Big Boss Man, Bushwhackers, Ultimate Warrior, Jake the Snake. Why the hell is Bam Bam Bigelow's head just all blue?
Maybe they fucked with the tattoo.
Well, it's more like they didn't even try. They just made his head blue. You know, kind of like how they made the one action figure of Layla, and she was black, like completely black.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
But she's not even black.
Nah.
Go make Stone Cold the referee for the I Quit match.
You give up? What? Well, this show's over.
Yep, and I'm going to watch these fucking white bitches pissing in their pants.
Okay, then, bye.